This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Mark Gordon has announced that Wyoming will soon be home to the nation's newest nuclear power plant. The Natrium reactor will be the first of a new generation of nuclear plants that are smaller and modular in design, and jobs created by the plant will be comparable in number and pay scale of a coal-fired plant. The specific location for the plant hasn't been determined, but could be at the Wyodak plant near Gillette. A timeline hasn't been established for the project, but it does have a seven-year mandate. The city has sent a letter to the owner of the parking lot of Hobby Lobby, issuing a final notice to repair significant potholes in the driving lanes between Burger King and Security State Bank. If Rhino Holdings Gillette LLC of Henderson doesn't address the issue, the city will then fix the potholes and bill the owners for the repairs. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County's sobriety program has become an example for the rest of the state. The News Record reports the court-mandated 24/7 program uses daily testing to help folks with drug or alcohol problems stay out of jail. Participation in the program has continued despite COVID-19, with the idea that testing and speaking to someone every day helps keep people on the path to recovery. The program has saved the county thousands of dollars, and with program fees paid by participants, could soon become self-sufficient. Although the Campbell County Commission was open to a suggestion that the Red Rock Trails system be designated a recreational use area, the commission has ultimately decided that without an entity coming to the county with funds and a plan to make improvements in the area, the park designation can't happen. The county is not prepared to shoulder the liability involved with making that area a formal park. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.